not over yet on Lisa Brady, Fox News, as multiple investigations continue into the traffic stop beating of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. Another officer is in trouble, suspended for now.
Five officers are already charged with murder. Now, Officer Preston Hemphill is being relieved of duty as Tennessee state investigators continue their work. Hemphill is not yet fired or criminally charged.
Fox's Eben Brown. There have been protests around the country following Friday night's release of video footage from the confrontation. Nichols died 3 days after the beating. The number is still rising from a suicide bombing at a mosque in Pakistan where a Taliban official is claiming responsibility. The mosque in Peshawar houses police headquarters in a high security zone, so it's not clear yet how the bomber gained access, killing at least 59 people, wounding more than 100 others. Pakistan has had a surge in military attacks since November, when the Pakistani Taliban ended a ceasefire with government forces. A message of support for Israel from Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Jerusalem.
Standing next to Israel's Prime Minister, Antony Blinken said America's commitment to Israeli security remains ironclad. The two men met in the shadow of a terrorist attack that killed seven worshippers outside a synagogue on Friday, and amid an increase in violence that's seen 35 Palestinians killed in Israeli raids so far this year. That's not all they talked about.
Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. And we discussed deepening cooperation to confront and counter Iran's destabilizing activities.
On Tuesday, Mr. Blinken meets Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Johnson & Johnson says it continues to stand behind the safety of its baby powder and will challenge an appeals court rejection of an effort to resolve lawsuits in bankruptcy. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A crime scene analyst back on the stand at the trial of a now former South Carolina attorney accused of murdering his wife and son.
Testimony from South Carolina investigator Melinda Worley has proven time-consuming, as Alec Murdaugh's attorney Dick Harpootlian jokingly called her Friday testimony scintillating. She, among other things, went over the angle of bullet trajectories in the dog kennel area of the hunting property where Murdaugh's wife Maggie and son Paul were killed by two different weapons.
One explanation of which data would be two shooters. One explanation. Not the, but one.
Not the only one.
While Worley told Harpootlian she was able to document footprints left by the victims, she also confirmed one bloody footprint was left behind, likely by a member of law enforcement, as he tries to tell the jury first responders did not properly protect the evidence. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The man accused of killing a Catholic church officer and wounding four more during a machete attack last week in southern Spain is ordered held without bail in Spain's national court to face trial on manslaughter and terrorism charges. His roommates telling police the Moroccan suspect changed about a month ago, listening frequently to audio recordings of the Quran. Planning a Super Bowl party could cost less than last year, depending on what you serve.
The price of food jumping 10.4% compared with a year ago, according to the latest stats from the government. But some items are trending downward. So slide the chicken wings back on the menu for your big soiree. Prices dropping 22% since last year. Go ahead, mix up that fresh guacamole. Avocado prices dropping due to a strong crop. Light up the grill. The cost of sirloin steak sliced by about a dollar per pound over the past year, but it will cost you a lot more to wash it all down. The price of beer up 11%, soda prices rising 25%.
Fox's CJ Papa. Overall, an annual Wells Fargo assessment says lower freight costs have helped. Stocks are lower ahead of the Fed meeting this week. Right now, the Dow's down 125. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.